Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next question, I feel like Natasha's going to be very good at. What date or which date to ask the hard questions?
Mm.
I feel like you're very good at this, and you did this with Nathaniel, and it worked, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think the sooner, the better.
The better.
So, yeah. I think... I'm not opposed to bringing up hard questions on a first date, a second date. Like, I'm definitely not opposed to it. I remember, so before Nate, I remember going on a date with this guy. I ended up writing a blog about this. This guy who was a suspected Republican.
Republican with cargo shorts on. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. This was a first date. Yeah, this was, I don't think I went on one day with this guy. Yeah.
Oh, I remember
this. The first date.
What an iconic blog post. Oh, man.
Yes. Oh, they all posted in the.
We should. Natasha be writing, okay?
I miss writing so bad. Oh my God. But yeah, I wrote a pretty iconic, I will say, blog post about a time I went on a date with a suspected Republican. And it was like a very normal date. And at the time I was in grad school, I want to say. Yes, I was in grad school. And I had just taken a class on affirmative action. And so we were just having a conversation. How's your grad school going? What are you learning? Like, what are the classes like? Whatever, whatever. And we get into this conversation on my affirmative action class. And this guy was doing the very like, well, you know, if I play devil's advocate, you know, that guy.
The worst.
And the worst. Just by the types of questions he was asking, I was like, this guy, yeah, nah, I don't, we're not doing this. And that was on our first date that we kind of dove in. Like, as he was baiting me into this, I was like, all right, I'm diving into this conversation because I feel like you're revealing yourself to me. And so let's do these hard questions and talk about race. So that was the first date. So I'm not opposed. I feel like I learned a lot during that date with that guy. And I knew not to go on a second date with him. And with my experience with Nate, our first date was very... you know, surface level, I'd say. We talked about music, you know, life, things like that. Second day, we got a little bit more in. And I would say our early dates, there weren't so many hard questions, but definitely by date, like, I forget if that was like our fourth or fifth date. I've told this story before where Nate and I went out to Thai food, get to the restaurant. I'm like, I've barely taken my coat off.
Yes.
And he's like, so what are you looking for in a relationship? Yes. Or what do you, I was like, oh shit, we're going into it. And we just dove right in. I told him exactly what I was looking for. I'm looking for a boyfriend. I'm trying to get off these apps. And he was like, okay, great, me too. And that for some people was very early. That for me was very early because I had been dating other guys where I'm like 7, 8, 9 dates in and I still don't know where he stands. And I waste months.
Garbage.
I waste months.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as women, generally as women, we do that because we're afraid to ask the hard questions and scare them off. But I appreciated Nate asking that hard question on our date number 4 because it just cleared the air and let us both realize we're looking for the same thing. And yes, we should continue on. Mm-hmm. And so I am not opposed to our first date, second date, whatever. The sooner, the better. Get to the hard stuff. Get not even the hard stuff. Get to the stuff that's important to you.
Yes.
So if race, politics, mm-hmm. you know, religion, those quote unquote hard things are important to you, get to those quick. So you're not mm-hmm. wasting time on a date with an atheist when you're a hardcore Christian, or
right. Right.
a Republican when you're a Democrat, or mm-hmm. like just get to those things quick, particularly if they're things that are of strong values to you. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that's my advice with that. How about you, friend?
I would say the same. I feel like wasting time is something that women do very often when we're dating because we are,
goddamn,
it is rooted in fear. Also, yeah. I would say for anyone, any person who is dating someone of another race, you got to ask those questions on the first date. And I mean anyone. If you are mm-hmm. an Asian person talking to a white person, if you are a white mm-hmm. person talking to a black person, if you mm-hmm. see even a hint of self-hatred, even a whiff yeah. of racism, even a hint of anything that you know yeah. that your ideologies are different,
yep.
you have got yeah. to go. And you don't want to waste your yeah. time with that person.
No.
If you are an Asian yeah. woman going out with a white guy and you find out he got a little fetish on him, you got to leave that man yeah. by himself. There are too many people out here mm-hmm. for us to be dealing with madness and mm-hmm. mess. We always say yeah. this, especially every time we talk about Hannah Brown's brother dating Jed's sister. Why are you dating that woman? There are so many other people. Like,
oh God.
So I yeah. say yeah. absolutely ask the questions that are your non-negotiables and things mm-hmm. that you know down yes. the line you are gonna have to break up with them later. I dated somebody right. who had kids. He told me second date, mm-hmm. I have two kids. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can't be hiding
to know
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Yeah. Just to add again, particularly for if you're dating someone outside your race, and for some people, race is more salient to you than others. So I'm like hardcore blackity black, black, black. Mm-hmm. I need to make sure that Nate or any of these white boys I was dating knew mm-hmm. that, understood mm-hmm. that, and felt comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm.
If like that's just one example, but anything like that that's very, very important to you, bring mm-hmm. those questions. You don't have time to be afraid to ask mm-hmm. those things, because mm-hmm. what you don't want to do is end up in love with somebody who you find out later Matt James is fucking racist. So we don't have the time.
Oh,
we
God.
Don't
oh,
we ain't
God.
Got the time. Mm. Particularly, I'm talking to particularly for women or men, whatever, but yeah. I know most of our listeners are women.
Mm-hmm.
If you are no longer in your early 20s, you are nearing into your mid to late 20s, into your 30s,
mm-hmm.
where not everybody, but a lot of us are looking for something very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. everybody has that friend that overstayed her welcome with a dude.
Yep.
And now she's back single, and now she's back on the market and back on these apps, and it fucking sucks, and you feel mm-hmm. her pain because this shit mm-hmm. sucks, and it sucks even more when you're in your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
just
ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R. Save your time, save yourself the angst and that potential life of, you know, being back on the apps because you had to kick some dude to the curb who turned out to be ain't shit.
Yeah.
And just ask your questions. I can't even tell you how many honestly friends in the past year that I've had this conversation with you know, I don't know, I'm afraid to say because I'm afraid, and my answer is always ask the questions. We ain't got time, bitch.
Nope, because you know what is never a waste of time? A night with yourself, wine, Chinese food, and Drag Race.
Period.
That is never a waste of time. But you know what is? Being dickmatized by some man who is a secret Trump voter. Okay?
Right.
That is a waste. Time.
That's a waste.
Yes.
So ask your hard questions. Day 1, 2, 3, whatever makes sense for you. That is that. Nice.
Good one. Yeah, that's a good question. Next
Can
question.
Can I add one more thing?
Yes,
sorry.
Please. Yes.
I feel like I've talked about this on a past lifestyle episode, but whatever. The first time Nate came over to my apartment, that's our anniversary. That's when we became official. Because at the end of that date, I was like, this dude is it. I had a list of questions in my note on my phone. Stuff that I feel like we had talked about, but didn't dive deep enough in. And I needed to get like further clarity. Questions about religion and God. Questions about race. All the hard hitting stuff that we had talked about, but I was like, all right, he's at my apartment now, he ain't going nowhere, we gonna dive deep. I had them shits laid out, like, do what you have to do, come with a note. If he's scared by that, then he might not be for you. If he's truly looking for somebody who's serious about finding a good partner for them, then he will lean into that. Nate was like, Nate loves to fucking talk, he loves questions. He was so excited for that fucking note with all the questions, like, that is what you should be looking for, somebody who's not gonna be scared by that, but somebody who's like, oh wow, she's taking this process really seriously. She's looking to find somebody who's a good match for her. And I just say, don't be afraid of the scaring people off. Bring your questions, bring your notebook, whatever the fuck you need. The right person for you will be leaned into that.
Yeah, and really it's just your armor. All it is just you're protecting yourself. So if they're not someone who happens to be like Nate, who is literally a combination of like Ian LaVancamp, Dr. Phil. Like, he likes to talk about all the feelings all the time. If you're dating a man who maybe isn't as emotionally available as him or Brandon, then
oh my God,
if you're dating a Joe, right?
Yeah, Joe or like a Nate with a Y.
Or a Nate with a Y. Then you could just say you're just protecting yourself before you get in too deep. you know?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Oh, man.
So true.
Okay, what are your top three green flags?
So it's green flags, like, these are definite.
Like,
what
good
is a green
signs.
Flag?
Like, ooh, he's a good one.
Good signs. Oh, okay. So number one for me is kind of combination, a good listener and asks questions. That was like my biggest like mishap with dating, online dating. I would be on these dates where I was just being talked at constantly. I left the date and I'm like, I don't even think he knows I have a sister or a brother. Like, he literally didn't ask me anything, like basics, but I know his grandma's whole life story, how she got to America. Like, so I swear, Justine, I would go on these dates where I left there and I'd literally be like, I just learned that whole man's life. Because one, I'm a good listener. Two, I ask good questions. So it's very easy for me. But then I realized, like, I don't think he asked me shit. Like, I don't think he honestly knows anything about me besides maybe what I do for a living and that I live in Harlem.
Yeah.
So for me, my top green flag is someone who is a good active listener and someone who is a good conversationalist. He asks questions. He doesn't just have you drive the conversation. He also is asking questions. He's listening to what you're saying and like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Tell me more about that. Like that type of, you know, banter back and forth type of thing. So yeah, that's my number one. I think that's of others. What about you?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think somebody who, gosh, I can only phrase this in a way that's not a red flag, but somebody who is not intimidated by you. I think that a lot of the rhetoric that is going on now, especially with straight men, I think we've seen it quite a bit on the internet, is an intimidation kind of fear that is at the base of this, right? If somebody says that, oh, well, you know, Kevin Samuels is right about not having an Instagram. You know, that's really, you don't know what you get into on social media. That is something that is a flag of insecurity. So I guess being a secure man, speaking as a straight woman, being as a secure man is something that is very attractive to me. When I first started dating Crunch, I was making a lot more money than him, and he was two positions below me at our same company. And he also, what I loved about him, because I'm physically attracted to him, but definitely what this would got me is the respect he had for our mutual friend, who's a woman, who knew more than him, who she would... He would always ask her questions. He was never afraid to take direction from her in public and private settings. And that to me was very, very, very attractive because there's a lot of men who they can't handle that.
Right. And you were working in a workplace that was very like
male dominated,
like dominated, toxic. So I'm
and
sure
very toxic.
The flip side of that. That's I can imagine that was very refreshing in that environment.
And as honestly, as somebody who I'm third generation all girls school, you can't even handle the family. You cannot handle my mother if you are intimidated by me.
You know? True.
You can't handle me and my mother and our grandmother's legacy that we are carrying the torch for. You can't do that.
No, yeah.
So that's a good one. That's my number one is security, especially security around other women in particular.
Yeah, which is definitely not all men.
No.
That is not all men. And I think you can sniff that out as well. So yeah, finding someone like comfortable and being able to hold his own, yet take up his own space and not my space always.
Right.
Is like a good balance and definitely a green flag. A second green flag for me is someone who has their own like rich life. They have interests of their own. They have their own little routine. They gotta, you know, they go to their gym. They like to do this on Sundays, you know, whatever. They just have their own life. Honestly, like doesn't have to be a million friends and a million activities and a million this, but they just have their own life and they are not somebody who suddenly their happiness comes from me, or suddenly they, all their interests and their weekends are filled with things that we're doing. Like, I want somebody who's like, hey, I can't hang this Saturday. I have this, this, and this planned already with my friends, but we can hang out Sunday. Like, someone who it's almost like the two available thing too.
Works like both the flip ways. Side.
You don't want somebody who's too busy and got no time for you, but you want somebody who is not always just there because they ain't got shit else going on in their life. That for me is key. And one thing I really liked about Nate, what he always said he really liked about me, that I was always just busy. Friends, job, hobbies, travels, like I had my own shit going, which he found attractive, but then also that was fine because he also had his own shit going. And so we were able to come together, build a rich life together, and not one of us is like slurping off the other person's life.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's lifestyle episode. If you want to hear the full episode and get more lifestyle content,
join our You Ain't Half Bad tier at patreon.com/twoblackgirlsoneRose. See you next week.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.